they definitely think that we're awkward, which I am. I mean, to be honest, I'm socially a little different.
That's Levi Harris. He's a sophomore pre-med student at Missouri State, and he's among the small group of students that did not attend regular school before coming to college. Harris says that while he does consider himself a bit socially awkward, he's done well fitting in with his peers in college.
Now, everyone that has asked me where I went to school were surprised when I said homeschooled to a certain extent. But then they kind of, after a few seconds, they kind of realized that, oh, okay, maybe I do realize that he's homeschooled.
In high school, Harris was involved in many social activities, such as playing in the Drury University Symphony, teaching music theory, and working at a veterinary office. He says this social interaction made the transition from a graduating class of two, him and his twin brother, to a college with 20,000 students a little easier. Academically, Harris says homeschooling prepared him well. He was astounded by how easy his coursework was freshman year.
So I felt like that I was not more intelligent, I was just more dedicated, definitely more dedicated than other students were. Mainly because being homeschooled, you tend to take you're kind of trained to just take advantage of learning anytime you can, and so I kind of took that with me to college.
MSU's Enrollment Management Department says this year's cohort of homeschool students had higher than average ACT scores and a better mean end of semester GPA than their peers. Emily Jones is a sophomore print and internet journalism major who was homeschooled while growing up in Africa. She says college classes feel a little confining after enjoying what she referred to as the freedom to experience her education as she grew up. She says she loves being around the diverse population at Missouri State, but says homeschoolers in the Midwest often get stereotyped as very straight-laced, conservative people. She says many homeschoolers don't actually fit this description.
We're just like everybody else, we just have a different classroom.
Ben Funk will graduate from Missouri State this May, but says being homeschooled has held him back both socially and academically.
I don't pick up on like social cues. Like I don't know how that or social trends. Like someone said that's on fleek to me the other day and I had no clue what that means.
While attending community college following high school, Funk says he failed a class, noting that he had not yet developed good study habits and didn't know how to learn in a classroom. At Missouri State, Funk says his academic advisor encouraged him to utilize the Bear Claw, the university's tutoring center. Additionally, Funk says MSU's peer-assisted study session program helped immensely. PASS is a series of free voluntary review sessions for selected courses. Anyone can attend, and each session is led by a student who's previously done well in the course. Dr. Rochelle Darabi, Associate Provost for Student Development and Public Affairs, says the campus offers an abundance of academic resources. And while there may not be anything specifically geared toward homeschool students, she said they'd be willing to look into it if asked.
I think it would depend on the individual students. I don't know that we've ever done anything collectively for homeschool students because nobody has really come and said, wow, you know, this is a group of students that really would like some extra help in a certain area.
Overall, Levi Harris says the best part about being homeschooled was learning to not take anything for granted. That mindset, he says, has carried over into his college life and has been a key factor in his success. For KSMU News, I'm Catherine Utzler.